We kick off hour number two of the program live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw as football is back tonight in the NFL and then into the college games this weekend and week two of the NFL as well. Now, I tried the White Claw Black Cherry.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Mentioned that.
It's pretty good. It was, they're definitely accurate when they say it's just a hint of the fruit flavor, which I actually prefer. You know, I don't want to be too much. I've heard some people knock some flavors of different, you know, whatever their opinion is on different hard seltzers, and you know, say it tastes like too much, a little bit like medicine if it's too flavorful. But the White Claw Black Cherry was.
I've heard the lime is very fire as well.
Lime's good. All right, I need to buy like a.
Get the
multi pack.
Yeah, the variety pack.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So happy to have White Claw on board as the studio sponsor here at Fan Run Radio for football season. Did you see? You know, yesterday the big news broke during the show that the Big Ten was going to play football. The Big Ten is back. Some people said set to start in a month. This came across after our show, but I never checked back in to make sure it was correct. Are they honestly playing the 8-game schedule with no bye, and then on Championship Saturday, every team?
I think it's Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday.
They're doing the cross-division pairing based on rank for the plus one ninth game.
So everyone gets a ninth game.
That was their way to get a team into the playoff, to play nine. Make sure everybody has nine.
And the one versus one game will be for the Big Ten championship.
Correct.
So 7-7?
Yep.
Yeah.
6-6, 5-5. You get it. Mm-hmm. To add that ninth game, that 7-on-7 is going to be, that's going to be a good one. Barn burner.
I mean, I like that idea from well, they should probably do this moving forward. Just because I want more games, I understand where everything lies in that conversation. But, like, I think it'd be cool if the SEC were to do something along the lines of East 1 versus West 2 and West 1 versus East 2, and then the winner of those games went to play in the championship for the SEC.
I just don't think the SEC would want that one more chance for a one seed to lose.
They won't ever do that. I'm just, I don't know. For a fan perspective, I think that would be a really good way if they wanted to make more money.
I think it was Braden Gall arguing that because the Big Ten foolishly did not add any bye weeks or rescheduling opportunities to their schedule, that the college football playoff should be very flexible with the Big Ten and be willing to push back the...
Bleep them, no.
That was my take. And he says, okay, well, what if we get to that situation and the SEC is the conference that needs more time to reschedule games and move their conference championship and so on and so forth? And I'd said, well, the SEC didn't cancel their season and then not back in. The SEC pushed forward the whole time. The SEC gave themselves two bye weeks.
Still have more games than the Big Ten.
Right.
If you had to cancel one.
I don't understand those who are now...
Or the same number.
I guess trying to salvage the sanctity of the game by bowing to the Big Ten if they need extra help.
There's always going to be those people.
It's just surprising that it's Braden Gall. I mean, he's in Nashville. Like, he covers Southeastern Conference football. Was he not with Athlon forever? Like, I just don't understand rewarding incompetence because the Big Ten just now decided that, hey, everyone else is playing football and we can do it too. I don't understand that logic, that mindset. It's the same ones where people were saying, oh, everyone else should now wait and just start when the Big Ten starts.
That was Wasserman.
Yeah, wait on them. Why? Why should we bow to the Big Ten? Why on earth would the SEC, ACC, Big 12 say, yeah, man, welcome aboard. Thanks for making us look like idiots when you canceled your season. Thanks for making us look like idiots when you lied to us and said we're not going conference-only schedule and then releasing a conference-only schedule. Thanks for trying to dunk on us by saying we only cared about money and not the health and safety of the student-athlete. And now you want us to hold up and wait? Now you want to play ball with us? No, man, get out of here. I'm not down with that.
Like Barrett Salee said, it's almost like, and just hear me out, the Big Ten and Pac-12 tried to be trendsetters.
Mm-hmm. We said that. They thought everybody would just fall in line. It's the elite mindset that the Big Ten has always had. We're the biggest. We're the best. No, you're not. You made a mistake. You're now proving that you made a mistake. I argue with Braden over the concept for a minute. I really don't think it'll matter because based on the protocols in place on that Big Ten announcement, I don't think there's any way the Big Ten finishes the season. They may not even be able to start a season. Rolling day average of 5% shuts down all operations of your team for a week? Pfft, no.
Yeah.
It's impossible. I mean, how many SEC teams would just be out for a week right now if it was 5%? Half? Over half? Probably over half the league?
Well, and
then if you test positive 21 days, you're insane. On the shelf? Just that makes
sense.
Crazy.
And here's what no one seems to acknowledge ever in these conversations. Just because they're not practicing football doesn't mean that they're in some case not living life.
If they're not practicing football, they're probably more likely to say, I don't have practice this week.
I'm going to go pick up some food. I'm going to go
hang out
not even do anything crazy. I'm not even talking about like going out to a bar or something. I'm just mean they have to be somewhere doing something. And no one ever brings this up. I mean, it's the same. It makes no sense. No one ever says, I stayed up till 2 a.m. last night watching a 3-hour, 45-minute Department of Health board meeting.
Was that long?
No one in that meeting ever once said, well, if we close down the bars after 11 p.m. on the Strip, what will the students do instead? No one even asked the question. And I don't know if it's because a lot of the people on that board never partied in college and they're just cut from a different cloth. And I mean, one of the comments by one of the doctors is like, oh, I remember when we would get off the surgery floor at 4 a.m., we could still get food on the Strip. It's like not one person on there, I guess, ever partied on the Strip in college. Not one person ever, had any clue about what they were talking about. I mean, it used to be a joke when we were in college that you never got ready to go out before 11 p.m. Like, no one acknowledged that. No one said, well, if they can't go party at bars at past 11, what will they be doing instead? It's like they just assume all the kids are going to go to bed and be asleep in their bed, safe and sound.
No, they're going
to
study.
In their, like, cocoon where they won't catch COVID at all. Like, no one acknowledges that people in general have to go do something at all times. Like, we have to exist.
Well, on top of that, I mean, if the students do try to have a house party, they'll just get expelled.
True.
Well, there's that, too. I mean, we'll get into the proposal later there, but how about Christine Brennan's take?
It's a take.
Her headline was, for USA Today, was opinion. Big Ten's decision to play football signals darkest day in conference's rich history.
I'm glad she prefaced it with opinion.
Well, that's just a newspaper thing to tell you what section it's in. This isn't news. This is just her opinion.
Yeah,
this might be
Big Ten's never had anything bad happen.
This might be the worst opinion, and we probably say that too often, but this might be the worst opinion I've ever seen about anything.
It's up there.
Lots of children getting raped.
Kids playing
other
football.
Kids getting.
I don't know.
In
it's
two different
she
other
might
schools.
Have a point.
Player dying on campus. Another player being paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life.
I think that was technically the Big East at the time.
My bad.
I mean, I think I would go Penn State 1, Michigan State 2.
That's fair.
Ohio State 3. That's their wrestlers, if you haven't seen that story, being molested. And then Maryland Death 4, because it was one person instead of many. But, I mean, you shouldn't even rank
she
that
did
stuff.
Walk it back or delete the tweet and re...
oh, really?
I think so. She
retitled she just put out
it, right?
Well, she did, but it was still a bad take. The one I saw deleted...
She didn't delete her article or apologize. She keeps thanking everyone for her... People are like, oh, what a great article. So insightful. I mean, like, the last 20 tweets of hers are, thank you for liking my article. By the way, everyone, look, other people like the article.
The tweet she deleted was... If I can find it...
So
said, I'll be
did?
Talking about the Big Ten's
oh,
darkest day
NPR,
in a few minutes
yeah.
on NPR. She deleted that one pretty quickly before, or as it got deleted, she had 5 retweets, 175 quote tweets. as we continue with the ratios.
She kind of walked it back a little, not the take, but the tweet. She said, four of the worst sex abuse scandals in U.S. history, mentions each individual incident. And then she says, today is about an awful conference-wide sports decision. Okay, say that. Don't say darkest day in conference history. Kids playing football. Oh, the horror!
Here's kind of my favorite. So somebody quote tweeted it. It was on her side. And then she, you know, thanked them for being, you know, giving her that ammunition. This other person, Meredith.
Ah, yes, Miss Meredith.
Tweeted, these players do not get paid enough to die. Everything is a moral judgment call, but if you take the position that one death is an institutional failure, then it's impossible to view this decision as a good one. Do these people not realize that the players have made the choice to play football? They're not like machines. They're not. It's not like they're not cattle. You're not making them do something. You're not herding them into a pen and saying, here, we're going to tag all your ears. Like, the players have the ability to opt out, to stay on full scholarship, to have. But we act like they're being forced to do anything.
Well, it goes back, and this is the argument for a lot of people.
The players
that are
the ones fighting to play.
Right, they want to play.
This is the argument for the people that are on Christine's side. It's that these people, they're too young. They don't know what's best for them. It is up to us to make the decision for them that will be to their benefit. And in her mind, playing football is a terrible way to do that. And it goes back to what you just said about Meredith. It's like, oh, man, if we have one player die of COVID, then we failed as a society. Just like, can't control that, and even if we did, there's still a high probability they're going to get it anyway.
I was going to say, who's to say that same player wouldn't have died and contracted COVID if he wasn't playing football?
She tweeted this.
What does football have to do with it?
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Football is not even one of the top most dangerous things you can do because of COVID-19. It's somewhere in the middle of the list.
I'm not even talking about contracting it. I'm just saying, how does playing football make you more likely to die from COVID? I don't think it makes you more likely to contract it.
Probably makes you, I would think that guys that have trained their whole life to play football, if you made them stop playing football and just sit around all the time, make them more likely to die.
They're going
to
be tested daily. You're telling me if they went home, they'd be tested daily?
Yeah.
If they go home, are they going to get free echocardiograms? Are they going to get free blood? Like, this is so stupid.
She said, note the date. 9/16/20, the day
the
vaunted Big Ten became the SEC.
They wish they were the SEC.
It choked. It got scared. It sold its soul for football. that's the business it's in, you dumbass. My USA Today sports column on the darkest day in Big Ten history.
Darkest.
The Big Ten football, or the Big Ten conference, is in the business of football. The Big Ten Conference has nothing to do with the academics of those institutions.
That's like saying Charmin sold their soul to sell toilet paper.
Right.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Maybe.
That is their soul. That's their why. That's why they do it.
They wanted to continue their business. Those heathens.
Hopefully the newspapers will continue to go out of business so we don't have to read this bleep show anymore. Good Lord.
She's been right there the whole time. I'll give her credit. She's stayed consistent. Just being dumb and anti-football.
Her and Wolken. Same organization.
You think they're dating?
She's been anti-athletics in general, I would say.
As a sports reporter. Take that one and figure it out for me.
She was the big...
She was the Lady
Vols
reporter,
yeah, for just removing Lady from all.
How dare they call them the Lady Vols? We actually want to be called the Lady Vols. Oh, honey, you don't know how demeaning it is. No. We like the name. We just think it works. Oh, baby, no, it is demeaning. Nope, we like it. Oh, they took it away from you. Good. Now you'll see how oppressed you really were. We're actually going to go protest to get it back. Oh, I don't know what you actually like or want. I just try. So stupid. She's miserable.
What's one of your favorite foods?
Is this like a...
No, just give me one.
Pizza.
All right. Imagine Houston orders a pizza.
I was nervous.
Houston orders...
No, not pizza. I hate pizza. No.
This is like Houston ordering a pizza and me coming over to your house.
I like pepperoni and cheese.
Okay. And me coming over to your house and seeing the pizza sitting there and go, oh, Houston, you don't like pizza. Pizza. And you're like, no.
No. It'd be like I say I like pepperoni pizza. And you say, no. We just want pizza. So take the pepperonis off. Like, it's they're demeaning.
It's not. Yeah, it's
I'm like, I don't care. I actually like the pepperonis.
Or it's like me going over to Davey's house, duct taping him to a chair and shoving cheese down his throat because that's what's best for him. He needs some dairy. Like,
we should do that.
That sounds like amazing content.
I mean, like,
actually been proven that dairy is not good for your digestive system.
Well, it's been proven that players are safer on campus playing football. So
calcium,
you know,
Davey.
One equals the other. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Tyler has asked the big question, Houston.
Yes?
The real question is, how will this affect SEC Survivor if a team cancels or postpones after the show ends on Friday? Options, Tyler recommends redraw, automatic death.
Nope.
Automatically have the team when they reschedule the game.
Yes.
I want a new...
Does that mean double punishment, though, that week? Because you didn't have any punishment?
No, you'd redraw for that week until you got a team that was going to play. But then
you
when...
No.
You'd have to come in on Monday and draw, and then you
You just draw Monday. If you draw a loser
for the special SEC helmets, you know we have the four. Like, one's automatic death, one's a redraw.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to make one a switch. So you get your pick after everyone's drawn. If you want, you can switch teams with someone.
Why?
I think it would add more excitement to the game. It sucks, but I mean the odds of getting that one helmet out of 32. Not that high.
I will do it if Nate will go into a pact with me that we always steal from Davey if he has a good team.
That was my first thought, was that if you switch with somebody and screw them over, payback's a...
It is, but I mean, I'm not worried about it because I just always draw bad teams. So why should I be concerned that you just gang up on me? Because
you always draw bad teams, then why would you want to switch in there? You're not going to get it.
I feel like this is your year.
Well, that's the thing. If I do, like, if I happen to get the one switch, I've got an automatic death more than anyone. So
I'm well aware.
Yeah,
he's going to get the save like four times, and we're going to swap it with him every time.
It's only a team. You don't get if it's an automatic save. Yeah,
I thought it was
only teams.
I thought it was switch.
Switch with a team.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing what you do, where I just make up rules as I go.
Yeah, well,
not approve. If we're going to start changing rules, then I want to look more globally at the entire setup of the SEC helmet.
It's one rule.
I know. You can't just...
Right, so we're going to...
We're not going to be like the Knox County Health Board, Davey, and just let you roll in here with a proposal that's based solely on the fact that you drove by a couple bars Saturday night, and the New Sentinel took a couple pictures, and you're going to change policy across the entire county because of one little thing. I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Change is good at times.
Your 4 out of 6 segments for bringing that up. Just wanted to let you know.
I thought it was...
Four out of five because the first segment's big. So you're betting.
We're having to compensate for the amount of missed weeks this year, since technically there are 10 games, but 11 with the bye week. So we're used to having 15 weeks to pretty much play. We're only down to 11 this year.
Right. So what does a switch do?
It just adds an extra element to the game.
It doesn't add a punishment or take it away. It's going to be probably the same amount.
He's just angling to improve. He knows he sucks.
Do you not
game.
Think that would be
well,
good
wait,
radio?
What's the switch? You take their helmet and they redraw?
No, you just trade.
But he has a switch, so he doesn't have a helmet.
So they draw again.
It's just like that person drawing a redraw.
Yeah, but the one...
That already exists.
But the person who... You said it's not. There's an automatic safe option, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a redraw.
Yeah, automatic save, redraw, they pick automatic death.
Or was it you just get to pick your own team?
I think it's you pick, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a you pick.
So you got that one in there. You're also going to have, half the teams are going to win every week. You got 50-50 shots, 50-50.
I have a proposal.
It actually is.
I get in this year. I pick a team, and then if I pick a good team. I won't be in class. I'm not going to class. But if I pick a team and it's good, I'm the only one y'all can switch from. You only get one swap, and it's only for me.
Most of the time,
I won't pick a good team, I feel like. I have bad luck.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
It's already a great game. Why are we changing the rules?
We need to work on the punishments.
Why?
Because he doesn't
like
some of
them. It's the same one
them.
For 2 years.
Okay.
Well, we haven't done them all, and some of them are really
those.
Funny.
Then keep those. We know which ones are good. We know which ones don't exactly do that well as far as rating with the audience.
It's not necessarily, I mean, some of them rate really well, obviously, but it's not all about just rating with the audience. I mean, this is a punishment game. I get it. Me eating an onion, probably not that exciting for the audience. I hated it. I want you to experience that pain. I mean, we can tweak it. If people want to send in new punishment ideas, that's fine.
I mean, we got the shot caller in there like three times, which is worthy because that's a fun to watch the other person get shocked. Now, it sucks when it's on you, but it also takes into account there's trivia questions involved. The added pressure, I think that's what a lot of people would agree, one of the better punishments.
Billy wanted it to be an automatic win if your team doesn't play.
Of course Billy does. I mean, every time he hears Eye of the Tiger, he goes into convulsions.
I know. It's true. I think he said it came on somehow when he was just out. He wasn't even around here, and he started. He could feel his hands clammy. Yeah, so scared. Yeah, there's probably some punishments we can rework. I don't know why we need a switch though. So if your team doesn't play at all,
we don't need it. I'm just trying to start a conversation.
We're gonna redraw on Monday, but see that game shouldn't carry over then, right? You got lucky, you get out of it, or you get unlucky because your team was gonna win easy.
Surely they wouldn't cancel a game the day before, right?
I don't know. If they get enough positive tests on a Friday,
it might
be
unlikely at least, you know.
I think if you draw, Bama, Missouri.
Yeah.
I draw Missouri.
Okay.
They don't play. Mm-hmm. I think I should have Missouri for the reschedule. We just keep up with it.
But you're going to draw another, so now you've had to play an extra game if you draw on Monday?
No, because it's just getting made up later in the year.
But you said redraw on Monday.
Yeah.
From that weekend.
Yeah.
So you're redrawing that. That's an extra game now. You have Missouri and the Alabama makeup game plus the game.
Maybe that's
the
punishment. You get that game when it's made. Man, you could have that'd be really funny, actually. Does that mean an upcoming week you have to draw for that week and you also have.
That was my very first question.
Yeah. That'd be
awesome.
Two at the
same time.
That'd be great. You could double punishment.
That doesn't make
any
sense.
Eat an onion while doing shot caller trivia.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
What about when that game's made up? You just have that game that week, and that's your draw.
You don't draw that week.
Yeah.
That would work, right?
I mean, that would give everybody 10.
Because we don't take bye weeks, so anytime that game pops back up, that's your game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you'd be drawing during Tennessee's bye week anyway.
It's kind of like a switch.
Kind of like a switch.
Yeah. This is great. Now we get to publicize that we approved of a switch plan. And give Davey none of the credit and completely not do what he said.
Whose name's on the plan?
Huh?
Whose name is on the plan?
Davey Hudson. It was his proposal. So we've taken
his
proposal.
We modified it.
We've taken his proposal. We've completely mangled it into something completely different. And now we get to say that we passed. We should be in politics.
You Thomas Edison'd him.
Now, exactly.
I'm so smart.
It's brilliant.
Well, we don't know his idea's going to work yet.
Oh, it'll work. I mean, it's a flawless plan.
What if they never make the game up? Because it's not necessary in the standings, and they have to move more games. Then what happens?
Should it just be off the board? Is it just off the board then? You just redraw Monday of games that actually happen till you draw a team that won or lost, or a helmet that coincides.
Or do you simulate the game after the
season's
over?
No, I don't like that.
And we go extra weeks of SEC Survivor.
How do you simulate what? How?
Davey has an NCAA video game.
We pick an agreed-upon platform, and we watch the game, or we simulate it.
I got NCAA 12.
I trust Davey to simulate the games himself in private? I don't think so, Tim.
You can bring it in.
Watch on television.
That's what Billy did. I forgot we even had the fan-run basketball league. Actually, I kind of would have liked to have known how our season ended.
Yeah. What? Did that just stop?
Why don't we play video games here? That would be so much fun.
Go for it.
You guys have the Twitch stream.
Yeah, what are you waiting
but
on?
Here,
I mean, we don't play it. Yeah, we're not playing a game during the middle of the show.
You mean during the show?
No, not during the show, but that's a nice TV.
Plug it up. I've never said you can't.
Not a lot of free time.
I came in one day on the weekend, and one of our interns was just sitting here just watching television. It's like, how's it going? It's like, good.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, just...
Well, before Run It Up came, me and Tucker and Folky would just sit and watch they would watch baseball and I would leave. But when basketball started, I would watch basketball. Mm.
Jared wants to us to do the gallon challenge as one of our punishments. I know.
You have to spend a day with Will.
I thought that was already in there.
I thought it was too, but it might have got removed.
And I remember I was able to change the rules to where I could do chocolate milk instead of regular milk.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. It is in there. Callum says paintball shot to the crotch. Going to go ahead and veto that, Callum.
Paintball
thank you
balls
for
to
your
the back are bad enough.
Yeah, seriously. Paintball gun to the back might be in there.
What?
Ping pong ball to the back hurts?
Buddy.
I guess maybe if you're playing with tennis players, like
yep.
who he hung out
and
with.
And I gave Nate my hits to make Davey's back welt up.
It's like 10 an hour or something.
It's not bad.
I'll show you a picture.
No, it was it was 10 each an hour, and I gave him an extra 10, but I gave you 10, and it removed an additional 10 of mine. So I think he got like...
I play sting pong religiously instead of like ping pong. It's when you have multiple people, you can do a rotation. It's much easier.
Is that 2 years ago?
It was a while.
All right. Good talk. There's his back. You can look at the welts during the break.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more.
Look at that.
Stick with this
is
right
that
here.
Cupping?
Hour two continues. This segment of the program is brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Doctors Malone and Costa got you covered right here in West Knoxville. Check them out online at knoxvillesmiles.com. If you are a new patient, give them a call at 865-426-1776. That's 865-426-1776. Or just head on over to knoxvillesmiles.com. They're located at 264 South Peters Road. Real easy to get to in the Cedar Bluff area. Right there, creating beautiful smiles, one relationship at a time. It's KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
Breaking news.
Oh, really?
Tiger Woods in the fairway on one.
U.S. Open has begun from Winged Foot in New York.
Oh, you really cracked that one.
I think it's New York. It is New York, right? Are you watching it?
Sure. I'm just watching a replay.
No.
It is New York.
Well done. Wow, he set up nicely for the approach.
Watch the video of how the greenskeeper got all the stuff they're doing for that, and it's incredible how the course will be. Bryson says he's just going to bomb driver all tournament.
There's a stunner.
Have you seen the rough? I mean.
Yeah, they said it's rougher than usual because the grass got to grow all summer, so it's a lot thicker.
Well, the groundskeeper guy didn't like the fact that they have to mow in the dark because, you know, the day's shorter now than if it had been in the summer. He's like, it's tough because if a stick's falling out of a tree or whatever and they don't see it in time or whatever, it can, you know, and the mower hits it, it can, like, kind of scar the fairway or whatever where they're trying to mow. And it's just, you know, just hard to see and do as good a job. But he said if
they don't have flashlights up there?
Oh, no, you should see these mowers. I mean, they have
that's what I'm saying.
Awesome
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Barstool did a doctor.
That's the one I watched, yeah.
Is that what you watched? Mm-hmm. That's how I knew it was in New York.
Yeah, it's he said they're getting some nights now where he's like, if it gets down to 59 at night, oh, baby, it's going to be perfect. It's like grass loves when it hits, barely gets into the 50s. So.
Grass loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn something new every day.
It was pretty good. He said it'll... When it gets a little colder like that, the ground, the greens will firm up more and
naturally
get kind of the conditions that they're hoping for. So, should be fun. Did you see the one guy hit the putt up the hill almost off the green and then it rolled all the way back down to where to 6 inches of where he hit it from into the hole?
No.
He might have been more like 2 or 3 feet
was
from
it,
the hole.
Was he just like showing how fast they are?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Putted it up a hill that you couldn't even really... It wasn't like an obvious, like, huge hill from the camera angle. He just putted it up there, and it's so fast that it stopped and then started trickling back down and then gained speed, all the way until it went in the hole back where he was, you know, putting it from.
That's crazy.
Somebody sent it to
you're
so
miserable,
I know you
Davey.
Saw it. I'm excited about this. U.S. Open.
I am, too. It'll
Winged
be good.
It'll be incredible. Greens are nasty.
It's in New York.
17, it's like a 500 and something yard. Had something to throw at him.
I found it.
There's a little shell there. Too,
I see it.
Another one.
I was worried about a shell. Might put an
what
eye
does this
out.
Go on?
The TV legs. Somebody's going to, Houston probably, because he's in flip-flops, is going to scar his foot up or something now that somebody's taking the caps.
I'm tough. Sad. I never cut my foot on anything.
We just talked about how many injuries you faked.
Faked?
He had. How many he had.
Faked?
I don't think
he's so bad at golf, he has to fake his injuries.
That was that funny?
You're the Bengals kicker of golf.
I'm not that bad. Tell him, Nate.
He's not bad. He's talking about the guy that pulled his.
Randy Bullock.
Randy Bullock pulled a muscle as he missed that chip shot to tie the game.
Well, Austin Siebert, can you listen to the game here tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Austin Siebert, who was the kicker for the Browns, he got cut. Now he's with the Bengals since Randy Bullock's hurt. So now he gets an opportunity to go up against his team from last week that cut him.
All right.
Redemption. Big fan.
Are you worried as a Titans fan that if they keep Gostkowski, let's say he does great during the year, but then you end up playing the Patriots in, say, a playoff game, that you know he might kind of take a dive?
Just to stop you, after what I saw on Monday night, any time that man is up to kick a field goal, there's going to be this pit in my stomach. And there's no way around that for the rest of the year. He could be perfect for the rest of the season, and then we get to the playoffs. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm going to feel every time he gets up there like he is going to miss the field goal, the extra point. And I understand, like, the guy's a Hall of Fame kicker. But after that showing and how it almost cost you a game, especially to start the season off after fans have been starved for football, yeah, I'm worried.
If he misses any next week, are you completely out?
It depends on the length. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. If it was a bad hold, which Brett Kern, that would be unlike him to say the least. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's a lot I'd have to take into account. But, I mean if he's missing extra points, yeah, if he's missing extra points, like, I'm going to be concerned.
Naturally. And you should be.
JT says we need one really high-stakes punishment, like a tattoo or something.
Hell no.
I don't have any yet.
I thought people liked listening to this show. I thought they enjoyed us. Why do they
just like to see us burn.
Yeah, no, like, why do they root for our misery?
You know, have ink injected into our skin.
We have a lot of people that really do enjoy listening to the show, but for those that we'll say probably aren't that big of sports fans and we're trying to get their attention during the season, that's where SEC Survivor comes into play.
All right. I just don't know. I'm not getting a tattoo.
No, it's out.
Sorry.
Shave the head?
Nope.
No.
I mean, I got a veto, and I will use it.
It grows back.
Sometimes. Don't you remember that Seinfeld episode? The swimmer, he shaves his head.
Yeah.
Never grew back. Roy grew back looking like George. Then Elaine dumped him from prison. Well, he was in prison. Right near the beach.
That's what I was saying.
It sounded like that. Beach. I figured you might.
But, well, it's not on them. It's near the beach.
I think I mentioned it last segment, but a proposition for a punishment, y'all just have to spend the day with me, and we vlog the content. But I get to do whatever I want the whole entire day. I just get a friend.
The
only way you can get someone to hang out with you is bribe them through a punishment.
I'll put it in.
Hang out with Will all day, do whatever he wants.
I'll think about it.
When does the day end? Like 5?
Well, yeah, PM? When I have to come back to the station for overtime. So like
6 p.m.
All
right.
Tuesday or Thursday when I'm here.
All right.
From like 10 until 4:30.
So we just hop in your car and we're off.
Not my car.
I'll have Alex be my proxy.
No, we're spending the day with you.
But it's a punishment.
That is the punishment.
So we have to be your chauffeur and butler? Is that what you're saying?
No, just chauffeur. I'll sit in the back seat.
Can we make like a 15-mile radius limit? I want to go to Chattanooga, get ice cream, and come back.
You either get a 15-mile radius limit or a $100 spending limit.
Well, we're not spending money on
said,
you.
You just said chauffeur.
It's not a date.
That's what he wants. He just wants a date with one of us.
Date. If we're going to do that, we'll go auction it off for some charity or something. Houston's great at that.
I'm a bachelor.
Undefeated.
Undefeated, yeah.
If you can get me...
a date?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Because Davey's advice isn't working.
Maybe that's one of the punishments, is get Will a date.
Get Will a date.
You've got 7 days to get Will a date.
How old are you?
18.
I don't think it's the advice. I think it's the execution on the advice.
Interesting.
Who do you blame, the coaches or the players?
It's a little column A, a little column B.
Fair enough.
You guys are hopeless.
We knew that.
Well, Davey is for sure. I don't know about Will yet.
He's got time. He can learn.
What was the date you tried to do that didn't go well? You went to a restaurant.
No, they
and
zoomed.
The dining room wasn't open.
So
that's what it was. We went to a restaurant. Dining room wasn't open. Then it was. They sat in the car and ate their food in the car. And he's like, it was super awkward.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went. Listen to music at the same time. That was sick.
Did you get a second date? You know what the purpose of the first date is?
What?
To get a second date. All you had to do was ask. Probably got a second date.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Why didn't you ask?
Didn't want it?
Yeah.
You didn't want a second date?
Nope, there you go. I'm pretty cut and dry.
I'm too ugly to be as picky as I am. I'm not going to lie.
Now we're into the John Reed world where his mom told him to lower his standards.
My standards aren't going anywhere. It's mainly the personality
for me.
They're
too high?
Eh.
The personality standards are too high.
Yeah, the personality standards are through the roof.
Off the chart. Mm-hmm. So we need to find somebody with great personality.
Someone has to match my energy. I can't be the only one as funny and handsome and humble as I am in the relationship. I have to have someone give and take with it.
I'm sure they'll be lining up after hearing
Don't tell 9/11 jokes on the first date. It's not worked out well for me.
No.
They never forget those.
I think if you
What is today's show exactly?
I think if you Costanza Davey and just went opposite Davey on every dating thing.
So just basically
dating,
what you do
betting,
when he bets his, yeah.
Yeah, if you fade dating with Davey, I think you'd end up happy for the rest of your life, like happily ever after. It would be Cinderella at the end for the rest of your life.
If you don't have any expectations in life, you can't be disappointed.
We'll come back. Final segment.
I might not.
Hour two next. Final segment, hour number two. The answer to your question, Houston, is I don't know. Like, nobody knows what the show is today.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
I'm not alone.
Nathan Janeway sends in pit crew special. Participant must perform a tire rotation.
It'd be really hard to get it on video. It's kind of part of it.
On their vehicle during brakes using only the emergency roadside tools that came with the vehicle.
No, I'm out. I've had to change my rear brakes twice in the last 3 weeks.
I'm afraid Will would, like, injure himself.
That's because of a
that.
Caliper issue.
What are you...
I don't know. He's so skinny. If the car fell, it probably wouldn't even... He'd probably still
you don't
fit
even
under
You don't have to be under the car to rotate your tires.
That's true, but I feel like you would.
You should still set the tire underneath. That way, if the car were to fall off the jack, it would catch that and not your leg, which would sometimes
right.
be under there if you're having to
I've changed tires many times. I'm a capable human being. I'm just not smart.
I feel like that entire sentence was just you starting it one way and then it just went the complete opposite direction.
Brian sends in that Davey keeps mentioning Navy when talking about lack of contact. Navy never blocked or tackled at all. According to UT's Twitter account and the videos they're sending out, they're clearly tackling. It's just the number of people tackling, you know, whatever. The number of people who haven't yet at all are probably in single digits. I think that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't say it at the beginning of the show, like, Navy did not tackle at all. We have been doing
Didn't
it
they
to
tackle
an extent.
Dummies or something? Do they have those remote-controlled dummies? Have you seen those?
Yeah, I think that's just mostly Ivy Leagues. I don't know if the armed forces universities mm-hmm. have that, but or academies. But if you're looking at the Vols, like, I'm just more concerned with if the guys that we're relying on to be out there starting, playing a large portion of the snaps, if they're the ones not getting any of the run during practice because they can't be out there, like, that's extremely concerning in my opinion. And like I said before, we've not exactly had really good starts to the season, so coming out slow is something I'm kind of predicting happen. Again, like, I still think we beat South Carolina, but if we start out what I would say is rather rusty, I don't think that should be a shock to anyone. Now, granted, South Carolina could be on the same side and play rough to get things going as well, but I've not really seen this team come out of the gate firing on all cylinders in the past two seasons.
Yeah, I'll still say it's pretty tiny sample size. I mean, West Virginia was better than us. And actually, the first half of that game, outside of if the first play isn't so bad, like let's say we run the ball for four, throw a couple incompletions, and punt, I don't feel like the start of the West Virginia we would say was too terrible. I mean, we really got blasted after halftime, after a lightning delay and everything. So, obviously, Georgia State's Georgia State. It'll live in infamy and always be kind of a thing. But while I don't trust the team in any game to come out just and light the world on fire, I also don't dread that it's always going to be bad. Like, they might come out and at least comparatively play really well against South Carolina. I mean, they've dealt with some of the same issues as well, so it's just an unknown. But people don't like unknowns. That's part of the that's
why this season's going to be so tough.
Yeah, I mean that's why people are so out on like JG is because if they just knew he was going to be if they just knew he couldn't even throw the ball 20 yards down the field, they would at least know kind of what the limitations are. With him, we don't know. Like, we know he can be super bad and he can be pretty good. And so that actually scares people, I think, more than if we just had, like, a game manager that we knew was going to have to hand the ball off a million times.
This is just guessing at this point, but how many quarterbacks do we see for the Vols for the first game against South Carolina?
I'm going to go one. Just a hunch.
Yeah,
I don't think you'll ever be up enough to be comfortable to bring in a backup. I don't think you'll be down so much that we've played poorly and JG gets benched.
Well, I think because it's the first game, they'll probably do it that way. Let's say we win against South Carolina and they do really feel good about whoever, JT Stroud or Harrison Bailey as well. And they might go into Missouri saying, hey,
if we get an opportunity, we'll play two. We'll just go two series, and just see what happens.
Like this guy's kind of earned the opportunity to get a series in the first half and a series in the second half, even if the game is, you know, within in single digits either way kind of thing. You might see that. But, I mean, just listen to him talk. Listen to Coach Chaney talk. It doesn't sound like it's that close. I mean, it's going to be Jerry Garantano's ball.
It's
like,
never been in training camp.
That's fair.
True.
He's also never had a second year in the same system. Just saying. Things change.
Well, it's just a huge unknown. You have no idea how everybody's
going to play. Exactly. That's why I don't like even trying to predict it. I mean, I'd rather be hopeful than pessimistic, unlike some on the show. So that's why I've said all along, like, I'm hopeful he plays well. He's got a lot of things going for him as far as same coordinator, same system, some talented wide receivers, a really good offensive line, some really good running backs. He's got a lot going for him. I feel like if he can't do it this year, it definitely ain't ever going to happen. And we should know pretty early. If he comes out and throws, you know, first series pick six or just can't get anything going, yeah, we'll know. But then maybe kind of, because who's going to be out? What weapons does he have around him? Who's missed practice? Who's been able to practice? I mean, if we get to the first game and all of a sudden you're down four receivers, well, might make sense that the passing game would take a step back. If you're without three offensive linemen, you know. I mean, there's just that's why I'm not even ready to say, oh, if he doesn't do this in week one, because like Nate said, there's just so many unknowns. You know, typically in a season, oh, yeah, this guy got banged up in the last game. He's questionable. These guys are out for the next 2 weeks. We know what we got. Let's go see it. I mean, you get to a Saturday morning, everything changes. That's why literally the 60 minutes has to be judged on the 60 minutes or more, maybe overtime. I don't know. Hopefully not.
Well, I do have an update on tickets as Tennessee, of course, in Game 2 will return to Neyland Stadium.
I got denied.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I wasn't mentioned.
Didn't make the cut.
That's not where I was headed.
But I could buy single game tickets, maybe.
Right now on StubHub, you could get some for $120 a piece.
That's not bad.
For Missouri.
Okay, take it back.
Which game would you like to go to? I'll check for you.
None of them.
Kentucky?
Yeah, let's see Kentucky.
Texas A&M?
I just said Kentucky.
Same price, $120.
I thought A&M was on the road.
No, it's here.
Oh, it's here. Okay,
A&M's here, Auburn's on the road. Again.
There's some in HH, row 16, for $115 each for Kentucky.
Yeah, probably not going to pay $115.
$115.
Yeah, no. But maybe, we'll see.
That's not that crazy, though, when
no, it's not.
Georgia and LSU tickets were over $100 face value recently.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying, Kentucky. People thought that these tickets would just be outrageous constantly.
Well, you set them outrageous at first to weed out any suckers, and then you just lower them to, you know, see what the market would pay for them.
$199 for Texas A&M, $260 for Alabama.
$260.
We'll kick off hour three next.